Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back, everybody. Ho, ho, ho. It's the What We Said podcast girlies. Here to give you the rundown of just everything you would possibly want to know and think about today. That's scary mothers-in-law.
We have not done an episode like this together in so long. Actually, I think the last one we did on our podcast was me and Maddie when you were on maternity leave.
Yes.
Like a year ago. So it's been a minute since we've been able to dive in on toxic mothers-in-law together. I'm very excited. Cannot believe Christmas is next week. Shaking in my boots. And I was going to ask you. Yeah. Santa's coming to town in about a week and a day. Hope you guys have been on the nice list. I was going to ask you if you listen to more or less podcasts around this time of year. Because I listened to so much less, I was realizing.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, I'm not on my podcast game when it's December. I feel like when you're traveling and with family, it's like harder to be in your routine.
No, for sure. My screen time is way less, I feel like, just in general when you're, especially around the holidays.
Yeah. January is like a really good month for, like, I always listen to a lot of podcasts in January because I feel like you're trying to get into a routine, and whether that's just always a part of my routine is like waking up, going on a walk, listening to a podcast, making breakfast. It's like always in there somewhere, I feel like. So January, I always listen to a lot, but November and December, I feel like I just don't listen to podcasts very much.
What was your number? Did you look at your Spotify Wrapped this year?
No, it already came out.
Yeah. At this point, it was a couple weeks ago, I think.
Oh, I had no idea.
And I think they should take away, I saw the Bad Broadcast post about this, because her number one was like Brown Noise.
Oh, that's definitely going to be mine too.
And I think they should not include that. Because that was my number one podcast, was like literally calming noise.
Awesome.
And Case ruined my Spotify this year. I was like so excited to see. Stuff. And the number one is like this random band. It's like called Solitude or something. And I was like, what the? And it's because the song I played the most, like literally thousands of times, is his Lullaby. So I put it on so many times throughout the year. And it's like just a classical music, basically.
Mm.
So it was like Solitude. I'm like, okay. And then Taylor Swift was my second. And
my top song was Waiting for Never by Post Malone.
I have never heard that song.
I'm shocked by that information. I mean, I love that song, but that, like, I would never think.
Who's your top artist?
Sorry, I'm trying to get to it. Post Malone. My top artist this year is Post Malone.
Oh.
I listen to a lot of Post Malone. I'm in the top 3%. Again, it's like, you could not stop listening to Waiting for Never.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Number two, Taylor Swift. That is rigged.
I don't know.
I'm not kidding.
I listen to a lot of Taylor Swift this year, not that much
Taylor Swift, to be honest with you. And Rihanna?
What?
She doesn't even have music.
Is she on, like, your gym playlist or something?
It's rigged. Well, seriously, I'm like, why I don't.
It's rigged.
I think I don't know why that skeptic.
Word is like so funny in this situation as if there's a
and
winner.
Justin Bieber. No. Like, I love Justin Bieber, but I'm like,
well, what? Who would you think it was? Like Harry Styles?
Harry Styles, I've only been listening to like a lot in the past.
But think like Taylor Swift came out with an album at the end of last year, and she had a new album this year.
But I didn't listen to it that much.
But even if you listen to her full album, that's like 7 songs or whatever it is. 10 songs.
Yeah, true. I don't know what I was picturing, but that was not it.
Yeah, mine was Joji.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I've listened to 2 songs by him, but I must have literally beat those songs to death because he's one of my top artists.
The thing is about me is I wouldn't even know, I guess, now that you're saying that, I wouldn't even know who my top artists would be because I'll just add random songs to my playlist that I like. And then I just listen to the playlist over and over. Like, yeah. I don't really listen to albums a lot. I don't go to an artist's album and like, oh, I'm going to listen to this album today.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why I'm confused. Like, I don't know.
You heard it here first. Spotify Wrapped is rigged.
Rigged. Oh, you know what song is on repeat for me right now that I'm obsessed with? Escapism by Ray.
Ooh.
Have you heard it?
Mm-mm.
So good. I really like it. And I showed it to Leif and he liked it too, which is always a good sign because Leif has great taste in music.
Yeah.
But it's so good. I found it on TikTok, but it's kind of like, I don't think it's super, maybe it is very popular, but I found it a few weeks ago and I started listening to it a bunch. Anywho, well, that's rigged. And Brown Noise wasn't even on there. I listened to that every single night. Something's not adding
something's
up.
Something's fishy.
The math ain't nothing.
They're coming to sabotage you. They're gaslighting you.
They're gaslighting me.
Interesting.
I'm gonna get in trouble for saying that about. You know what? I'm gonna say it. Artists have like their fan bases are they scare me.
Yeah.
They go too far.
With what?
With just the way they like support the artist
like,
to
what
a degree
do you mean?
That I'm like, you're scaring me.
Give me an example.
Swifties and Selena Gomez's fans. They scare me.
Really?
I like both of those women. I obviously, clearly. Number two, apparently. Interesting. It's like I could see literally a Swiftie being like mad that I said that or something. That's how obsessed they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
100%. They think everyone thinks the same way as them about the artist or should think the same way.
It like turns me off from almost from the artist.
Yeah.
How crazy their fandom is. I'm like, you are too obsessed to the point where I don't want to listen to their music.
Yeah. I think it's people who have really young art, like young audiences who their brains have not fully developed into like adult brains yet. It's like young teenagers where it's like that's their life. That's their.
But wouldn't you think that Taylor Swift's fans would be like our age?
I think she has a lot of fans our age, but I think she has a lot of younger fans too, probably.
Really? Because I picture all of Taylor's most diehard fans would be our age because we grew up with her music, which again, I love Taylor Swift. I grew up listening to her music. I love it. Like, do you know what? Now that I'm thinking, that actually might be correct because I feel like I go back and listen to her old music a lot.
I was going to say.
Not her newer stuff as much.
When artists have so many songs, it's hard to keep track of that because you listen to like. You could not repeat a single song, but they would still be your most listened to artist. Kind of like Justin Bieber. It's like, he has so many songs.
True. Yeah.
And that's why I was shocked about Joji because I was like, oh, you have like 2 songs that I've actually even heard. So
I must have been playing them.
I must have been playing them a lot. But he actually, his new album is so good. Have you heard it?
Mm-mm.
So good. I actually love him. Did you know he used to be Filthy Frank on YouTube?
I don't know. I actually don't know who Joji. Like, I can't picture him or anything. Or
he
any of his
sings,
music.
What's the song? Dancing.
Dancing in the Moonlight?
No. It's like the TikTok song. It's like.
Sorry. Wait, is Dancing in the Moonlight literally a song from the 80s?
Yeah, it's like old.
But I feel like, isn't there a newer version of it or something?
Probably. There's probably tons of covers.
Okay.
Well, I'll show you him after this.
Okay. A listening party.
Do you remember who Dax Flame is?
Yes.
Did you see that he's like a talk show host now?
Yes.
Okay, I've seen 2 people being interviewed by him. HRH and who else? It was like a guy. I can't remember who.
I've only seen clips on my TikTok of HRH.
So it's so freaky because me and Abby were just like literally a month ago. I was like, do you remember Dax Flame? I had not seen or heard from this man in years. And she's like, oh my gosh, yes. We went back and watched all of his old YouTube videos, which are just hilarious. And from what? 2010 maybe?
From when we were like in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was one of the first YouTubers I ever watched. And then recently he's been on my free page. I'm like, what is the universe doing? It's like it planted him in my brain. And then I saw him. So weird how that happens.
It is weird.
But anyways, I was like, that can't be Dax Flame. Is that Dax Flame?
But he's like a big YouTuber.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that still. Like
I didn't know he was still
around.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't heard from that man in years.
He hasn't hit me up in years.
No. So funny that. If you guys have watched Dax Flame, just let me just say this. The video of him getting stuck in the chair at the beginning of the video is comedy gold.
I need to go watch. I haven't seen his stuff in forever.
You'll die. We need to watch it after this episode.
Okay, should we get into the mother-in-law?
Let's do it.
Stories. I am so ready.
That sounded so fake. Let's do it.
I'm so ready. Okay, I'm going to start.
Yeah. Take it away.
My mother-in-law is trying to teach my baby to call her mama.
Oh.
I've caught her a couple of times telling my daughter to call her mama. My husband has talked to her about it, but she still does it. Absolutely not.
Mama.
Sis. Not mama.
No, 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 no.
What is Case going to call your parents?
Case calls my mom Gigi.
Cute.
He calls my mother-in-law Nan. And then Nick's dad, so my father-in-law, is Pop, like Papa. And then my dad is just Grandpa.
Ew.
My mom was like, really? That's the best you could come up with, Cliff? Grandpa? He's my like, mom, what?
My mom was saying, she's like, I want your kids to call me Jilly and my dad Pops.
Cute. Jilly is cute.
Jilly and Pops.
Yeah.
So cute, actually.
It's so funny because when I told my mom I was pregnant, like we were just, I told her and we were just sitting in the whatever, like living room right after I told her talking about things. And she was like, this is actual reenactment of what happened. This is my mom speaking. I wonder what like I should have my grandkids call me. How about Gigi?
Has it all planned?
I was like, okay, that was 2 seconds of thinking. Like, you know, she's had that planned, but it is cute because her students call her Mrs. G.
Oh, cute.
Because no one can pronounce Gustafson. So like everyone calls her like Sister G, Mr. G. So Mr.
I'm like, okay, Mr. G, go off.
My dad, people call my dad Mr. G. They call my mom Mrs. G, like at school and stuff. Yeah. So G is the word.
I'm screaming Mr. G.
She's listening to this. Cool. Mr. G. Okay. My mother-in-law told me and my husband that she didn't like my wedding dress. She said it was too boring and that he deserved a princess on his wedding day. I picked a tight-fitting dress. No.
It's too boring.
A princess on his wedding day? This is not his wedding day. This is hers only.
Weddings are for girls only.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes mothers just in general put too much weight into like what they think their son deserves or what they think their son wants when... Half the time, men don't care.
Yeah. Have you asked your son?
They do not care what she wears on the wedding day.
No.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
He probably
prefers the tight dress. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Let's be real. My mother-in-law.
Let's be honest.
My mother-in-law told her bishop that me and my now husband were having sex. We were not. And the bishop refused to give us temple recommends. We ended up eloping without telling anybody.
That
is toxic.
It is
AF.
So toxic.
Also, that is not okay of your bishop.
No.
See, those are the
literally
things
you're
have an
saying
issue
no
with.
We haven't. He's like, your mom told me. How would your mom know? First of all, how would your mom know?
Yeah, that's even more concerning.
And he trusts your mom? That's creepy.
That's not okay. That's creepy all around.
Yeah, no.
Like you should be answering for yourself. No one else should be telling your business.
That is so annoying. I would be so mad. When my partner was still living at his family home, I'd given him a framed photo of us. And every time he would come to stay at my house, she would go up to his bedroom and put the framed picture of us in a drawer.
Wait.
When my partner was still living at his family home,
okay.
I'd given him a framed photo of us. And every time he would come to stay at my house, so when he was gone at her house, she would go up to his bedroom and put the framed picture in the drawer.
Why?
It's like, what is this resentment? Well, we know what the resentment is. We know.
Wishing they could date their own son.
Mm-hmm. And you know what?
What?
This might be a bad take, but it all comes back to the men, because it's like they don't have the mother-in-law can't, like, let's not completely villainize the mother-in-law. It's like, yes, she needs to take accountability for her own actions, but it's like, it's because she doesn't have a good relationship with her husband. Okay. So the husband maybe needs to step up a little bit and have a better relationship with his wife so that she doesn't have to lean on her son, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let's not
but
put
either
all
or,
of the,
but it could be either or.
Like, she doesn't want a relationship with her husband.
Or just, like, I know people where in their relationship, I guess you never know. You're not in the relationship, but from the outside, it appears that the woman is, like, very hard to deal with. Like,
yeah,
it the guy stepping up wouldn't help anything because the girl is just never happy with, the woman's just, like, never happy with anything.
But I think that, why don't you just try and see if it works? You know what I mean? That, I don't think that's a good, I'm not saying you're like excusing the men. I'm just saying in general, they're like, well, that wouldn't help because she's never happy. It's like, well, why don't you try it out and see if that works?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think sometimes they do and it don't work.
Yeah.
So then after years and years, they're very beat down. It's like, all right, I've literally given
not you,
you
being
everything.
A man apologist.
I just can think of a few kidding. People in my head.
Yeah.
Literally right now that I know personally where it's just like, It is that situation where,
yeah,
again, but I'm also hearing a biased perspective from them. So it's like just kind of that idea, which maybe they're just not a good match.
Yeah.
Also,
I think this is, there's that quote and it's like the mother, or we all know it too well. And it's literally, have we talked about on this podcast? It's like, I haven't even said the quote. Like, have we?
I think, are you talking about like the father and the daughter say something?
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Like, look down on the mother together, but it does not save the daughter from the mother's fate.
Yeah.
And I feel like the older I've gotten, the more I've realized the reality of that, where it's like you just start becoming your mom and it's like you realize, all, like, I am way more protective over my mom now when people are like when my siblings will like make fun of her, like tease her or something, because I just feel like women a lot of times are just made out to be the crazy, emotional, like insane ones, which I'm not saying women should have no accountability, obviously, but it like all of a sudden like isolates them. Like, well, like they just get to a point in their life where they're just like crazy, and more often than not, you know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. you like people just give their moms the hardest time, and it's like, well, like, why don't we, it's like the kids and the husbands, like, why doesn't everybody else step up to try and like give the mom some slack and give the mom like a little bit more grace, I guess. It's like, maybe there's a reason all of these moms are crazy. Maybe there's a reason all of these wives are gone crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They didn't start out that way. Most of them. I'm obviously generalizing, but anyways, I'll get off my soapbox. But
no, I agree to an extent. I think like it's, I truly see two completely different scenarios. I definitely think that people, that quote is true. It's like everyone kind of gangs up on the mom and it's mm-hmm. like, mom's so da da da, you know?
Yeah.
And moms deserve more credit.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
it's like silly, crazy, stupid mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, yeah. Again, these stories that we're about to read are going to prove it to be.
Prove that they're nuts.
Yeah.
But it's like, you're right. It's like, why are they nuts?
Yeah. Like, why is this such a pattern?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's,
I think
an interesting
it's
case
the man.
Study. That's an interesting case study.
Yeah.
TBH. I really want to know if there's like a something that goes into the psychology of this.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times you're right in the sense of if a woman is like seeking approval or attention or, you know, whatever from her son, mm-hmm. because she doesn't have a great relationship with the man, sorry, her husband.
Yeah, her husband.
Like, a big part of that could be that the guy is super emotionally unavailable and, like,
yeah.
very just, like, doesn't care, not there for her, like, whatever. So I see that perspective.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've seen also the opposite perspective.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, literally the opposite. Like, the guy is like working full time and raising the kids, and the mom's like completely unemotionally available.
Yeah.
Just like very, what's the word I'm looking for?
It's just like a crabby, like selfish, crazy woman.
Yeah, I'd say more so like selfish, like just not stepping up. Like yeah. exactly what you just said about the guys, like, oh, they need to step it up. Like yeah. same thing, but with the mom where it's yeah. like, it's like, girl, oh, like definitely. You have kids, yeah. like you chose to have them. You, but that does need to go both ways. Like
yeah.
The guy also chose to have kids and he needs to step up too. I'm yeah. just saying I've seen the opposite too.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think that also as you're saying that, women, I feel like get a harder time when they
don't
they're just
step
critiqued
up.
More.
Yes.
Like it's like the dad, again, it goes back to the same thing of like the dad can do the bare minimum. They're amazing. And it's like if the woman isn't doing the maximum, she's like
not a good mom.
Not a good mom.
Yeah.
And so it's just maybe it's just there's no one to blame. And it's just life's problems, just recycling for decades and centuries and eons, just the age old. Because I was going to say maybe society has failed mothers and fathers and relationships. But right. then it's like what also they are society. So they've failed themselves.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Anyways, turn into a psychology class. My soon-to-be mother-in-law sobbed on the floor of my fiance's room because he said we wouldn't let her homeschool our hypothetical kids.
Okay. Oh.
She told him, I know you don't love me anymore. And she's, meaning me, she's making you say horrid things like this to your mother. All I can say is SOS. Love you guys and the pod so much.
Oh, not the hypothetical situation.
Not the hypotheticals.
Not sobbing over the hypotheticals. Oh, like just wait till it happens.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, sometimes when you're trying to navigate challenges in your life, it's unfortunate because life doesn't come with a user manual. Sometimes you have no idea what to do or how to feel or how to think or how to solve certain problems in your life. And that is where talking to a licensed professional can really come in handy to help you figure out like the cause of emotions that you're having and learn productive coping skills to make your life better and to help you get through things with a little bit more ease. And it's also comforting to, you know, be able to talk to someone about your issues, someone who's unbiased and licensed to help you. Whether you're going through like a career shift or you are in a new relationship or you just got out of a relationship or you are not in a relationship but you want one, you're becoming a parent, there's so many different reasons that you could, you know, need some extra help or guidance in these times in life.
I personally have benefited so much from therapy, whether it's just, you know, having that person to point out a habit or pattern that maybe is the reason for some of your self-sabotage or to help you answer some questions that you just have about your behaviors or your more challenging emotions. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. So you just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. And if things aren't clicking, you can also easily switch to a new therapist anytime, which is amazing. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. That's betterhelp, help.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out. We're going to jump into an ad break real quick to talk about Holistic Hair Tribe. Holistic Hair Tribe was established by professional hairstylists to provide their clients with the safest, high-quality products available. Professional grade hair and skincare products that are made with the purest certified organic ingredients whenever possible. They strive for all of their products to be vegan, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and free from harsh and dangerous chemicals without sacrificing a superior professional result, which is absolutely amazing because otherwise you have to do all this digging by yourself to look at the ingredients, make sure, you know, it's up to par with what you want for your hair and skin.
They have so many great products for like hair care, skincare, styling. You can take a hair quiz on their website too if you want to know what they recommend. But they have a lot of like curly hair products, which I bet Leif and Abby would both love. They have like a curly hair mask, a silk and glow hair mask. They have a bunch of shampoo and conditioner, like sculpting mist for your hair. and thermal protector for if you want to use heat on your hair. And all the products are really beautiful and, again, just like clean, good ingredients, which is super important. From the abundant biodynamic family farms of Italy to the Australian coast, Holistic Hair Tribe has partnered with the cleanest brands in the industry to provide customers with natural products that work. Holistic Hair Tribe is passionate about allowing those with sensitive skin, allergies, and other circumstances in which cleaner beauty products are the answer to shop with ease and confidence. I love a brand who just makes it easy for you. They have beautiful, clean products, and you don't have to sift through a million websites and try and, you know, just search things on the internet. It really is best case scenario. So use code WHATWESAID at checkout for 10% off your first purchase. Visit www.holistichairtribe.com for more information. That's code WHATWESAID at checkout for 10% off. Go check it out. When I showed my mother-in-law my wedding dress for the first time, she told me I needed to start doing push-ups because my arms were too flabby.
Oh,
she proceeded to tell me that she had lost 10 pounds already for the wedding and it didn't look like I had lost any.
That's jail time.
That is prison.
No.
And that is where I will go back on my word from something I said a few weeks ago about like the generational thing. That generation constantly talking about losing weight.
Yeah. Obsessed with it.
Obsessed with losing weight and talking about it.
Yes.
It's just like
yeah. They're obsessed.
There's so many more like interesting things to happen and that are going on.
Yes.
Why 100%. Is that your entire personality trait? Especially
it's
for
the one almond. It's the one almond. It's the yogurt.
Yeah. And it's just that concept of like, there's a big event. Like, we got to lose weight.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm very happy that that is not how the world is anymore.
100%. Or at least it's getting better.
Yeah, definitely.
Hello, ladies. Love your show and look forward to every Tuesday and Friday. My mother-in-law shamed me for getting an epidural. I just had my second baby recently, and in our FaceTime after birth to introduce our daughter, she asked me if I had an epidural. Now is not the time.
Oh, my God.
When I answered yes, she called me a weenie and said that's not how God intended it and that she never had an epidural. She was literally upset with me and told me I shouldn't have done that. Amazing, shaming my birth story.
A weenie.
A weenie.
She did not call you a freaking weenie.
It's literally not your problem. Like, why? Why do people care? Stop.
What does that have to do with her?
Like, also, it's just a way to like, I will say something that mothers in general tend to do is, and mothers-in-law is like critique immediately. You show them something new, first thing they do, critique. It's like, my new baby.
Like, well,
did you get an epidural? Yeah. It's like, what? I'm literally introducing you to my child. This is the best day of my life. And you have a critique for me, Rod. I'm not saying my mom does that or my mother-in-law. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
I have so many.
Allegedly.
I have so many I could share. I'll just share the ongoing issues I have with my in-laws. I've been with my husband for 5 years now. They never call me by my name. It's always she or her. If we're having dinner with them, my mother-in-law will seriously ask my husband, what does she want to drink? Never my name.
What?
They are the worst.
Ew.
That is like so demeaning. Or what's the word I'm looking for? Like.
Yeah, demeaning is a good one.
Dehumanizing.
Yes.
Like, what does she want?
Like, ew, ask me, first of all. Like, why don't you ask me?
It's so easy in this situation, again, when you're not in it, to be like, literally, you need to be like, hi, my name is JC.
Yeah.
Like, can you just ask me?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But then in the moment, you're just like, okay.
Hi, ladies. I love you both so much. The night before our wedding, my mother-in-law pulled my husband aside to talk to him about something very important. That important thing was to warn him that I'd be fat one day.
Oh. Knows for a fact, by the way.
Like, what?
She said that because I was short and my mother was curvy, that I would be fat eventually.
The worst thing that could happen to
him. That's what I was saying. Like, even the talk before, it's like, you need to lose weight. And this generation of like, that's also a very common thing. It's like, oh, her mom's like that. She's going to look like that. It's like, ew, why are you even focused on that? That's not the most important thing about somebody.
No. And as if that is the worst possible thing to happen. My husband, I have a note after the story. My husband is a literal gem and went to bat for me and told her that she was so out of line and disrespectful. We love that, King.
We stand him.
We've been married for 5 years and have two babies, and she constantly comments on my weight and how I'm looking. She is the definition of monster-in-law and my literal motivation to stay in shape.
Not at working.
Bye.
Not at working.
Bye.
There was this. This is my note. I saw this thing on Instagram a while ago, and it was about this celebrity, this man, and he was married to his wife. And over the years, like, they got married when they were both young, and they've stayed married for like 20 years, and she's gained weight. And it was talking about how he was like the most wholesome, amazing man because he stayed with his wife even though she gained weight. Like, and they were dead serious. They were like, what an amazing man. Like, this is her now. And he's like, whenever someone comments about her, he's always like, she looks beautiful to me. And they're like, he is the best. I'm like, doing the bare minimum of staying with his wife because she gained weight and she got older? What is society?
I can't, because if that was reversed, that would never be a conversation.
Absolutely not.
If a guy gets older and gained weight, you'd never be like, she is incredible for staying with him. Oh, it's like you made a commitment to them. Sorry.
The bare minimum.
Have you seen, did I already talk about this with you on the podcast? The TikTok of like, it was like breaking news. Like, man finds out that woman is like, or his wife is an actual person 10 yeah. years into marriage. Did we already talk about that?
I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast.
Well, basically it was this guy being interviewed, and it's an actual thing. It's not like satire. And he's being interviewed on this podcast, and he's this older, I don't know, maybe in his 50s or something. And he's like, you know, I married my wife like anyone else does, like, because she's hot and da da da. And I'm like, please. I'm like, first of all, let's stop you there. That's not why majority of people marry their wife, because she's hot.
No.
Like, that's not the number one reason, but okay. And if it is, have fun in your marriage.
Good luck.
Like, anyway. And he's like, and then like 10 years down the line, I started realizing like, she's right a lot of the times. She's seeing life through her own perspective. That's interesting. And everyone's like, and the headline said something like, again, funny, breaking news. Like, guy finds out his wife is an actual human being who has her own thoughts.
Yes.
10 years after they've been married.
His wife listening to that, she's like, rad.
I can't.
No.
I have many, but this one is short and funny. My mother-in-law once sent me a meme on Facebook that said, no one will ever love a son like his mother. No one will take my place. There is never anyone who loves a son like a mother, and nobody loves him more. And said, show this to my son. No, I don't think I will.
Please.
Thankfully, my husband always has my back and knows she's pretty crazy.
Show this to my son. As if he doesn't have any means of getting that, like, directly from her.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She wants you to see that loud and clear. See, that's what's kind of sad. It's like you're saying, though. I feel like a lot of guys, which, again, as they should, but take their wife's side.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, my mom's crazy. But that's also kind of sad, going back to your point earlier. It's like everyone kind of gangs up. But again, sometimes it's warranted.
Yeah.
But it's like everyone just kind of gangs up with the mom, and like, your wife is supposed to be your number one priority. So it's like, yeah, you're right. My mom's crazy. Like,
it goes back also to like women in general just getting compared to each other way more, and it creates more competitiveness within like women. So it's like, why are the wife and the mom even competing? They don't need to be. That's weird. And it's also goes back to, if a dad is like talking to his future son-in-law and is like, no one's gonna love my daughter like me, like, I, you know, she was, I'm her first love, like, blah blah blah. It's like they do the daddy-daughter dance to a song that's like, I loved you first. Everyone's crying tears. If a mom did that with her son, like, I loved you first, people be like, toxic mother-in-law.
Right.
And I'm not saying either one is toxic or either one's good, but it's like, there is not the same energy.
Definitely not.
Because men are not as competitive. They're just like, oh, that's sweet. Like, you know?
Well, and the dad's relationship with the son-in-law is usually much different. Mm-hmm. Not as like, yeah.
Who loves my daughter more?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I would take a college course.
Well, that's
on
what I'm
this.
Saying. I'm like, where is the psychology course? Yeah. I would love to be front and center.
My mother-in-law at the time was very religious, to the point that she would judge the type of music I would listen to and told me that what I believed in was the devil.
Okay.
I told her I believed in meditation.
Okay, go off. Being silent.
Yeah.
And still.
So my mom had just gotten diagnosed with kidney failure, and the doctor told us that the amount of time she had left to live was not known. I told the news to my mother-in-law, and she had the audacity to tell me, well, only the devil gives sicknesses, especially to those who don't pray.
Done. I'm so done.
I was so mad. She pretty much said it was my mom's fault as to why she was sick, because she didn't pray. I looked her in the eye and told her that I'll keep that in mind once she herself dies.
Honestly, as you should.
Oh my gosh. See, those are the kinds of things it's like, I'm so happy for you that you thought of that yeah, in the moment.
Same. When I got married to my husband 4 years ago, my mother-in-law wore a white dress to our wedding. She had a hard time.
No.
She had a hard time finding a dress for months and bought so many she hated. One day she texted me saying, I found the dress for the wedding, and sent a picture of her wearing a floor-length white dress. Looked like a wedding dress, lol. At the time, I cried and my husband tried to talk her out of it, but it didn't work. I now look back and think it's hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Not the floor-length white. Come on.
No.
Not the mother of the bride. Or no. The mother of the
groom.
The groom.
Hi, Chelsea, JC, and Beth. Sadly, I have lots of mother-in-law horror stories. Starting off with when my fiance told her I was pregnant and her response was to ask, do you even want to be with her after living together for years? Please.
Awesome.
She also told him, again, the timing.
Yes.
She also told him how we didn't need our second car after the baby because I could Uber anywhere I needed to go. She has never put, wait. Huh? Oh, because I could Uber. Oh, how the, like she could Uber anywhere she needed to go. She has never put an effort to even have one conversation with me and barely remembers my name. The last straw was one night she had too much to drink and made the mistake of texting my fiance a bunch of horrible texts about me, calling me names and degrading me, and even go as far as to call me a gold digger. She's now completely cut out of our life and we're much happier. I also want to mention I had to cut out a lot of details and that she was a horrible person before I came into the picture and has always hated any girlfriend he's ever had.
Oh boy. A nightmare.
It's also like they want their son to be alone as well sometimes.
Yes. It's like no one's good enough.
Yeah.
She would repeatedly tell me I was the worst thing that ever happened to her family. The day before our wedding, my mother-in-law cut every flower that was supposed to go in my bouquet at the stem.
That's evil.
The day of our wedding, the photographer took us outside during the reception. When we got back, she had tried to cut into our wedding cake before we even saw it, leaving a huge dent that is now seen in all of our photos. On top of all of that, after the wedding, she complained how no one made her feel special and that it was the worst day of her life.
Okay, that's evil.
That's toxic AF.
Not the flowers.
Cutting all the flowers.
Literally evil.
That is evil. Oh, not the cake. Also, that's another example of when I've heard things like that a lot where it's like the mother-in-law literally thinks that the day is about her.
Yeah.
It's like you already had a wedding probably. Yeah. Like that was your day. I don't get it. Yes, it's your day a little bit in the sense of like it's
you're celebrating. Kid. Yeah.
But it's not like up to everyone to cater to you and make you feel so special on your son's wedding day.
No.
It has nothing to do with you.
No. Hey, ladies, I'm an OG listener and your podcast has helped me through some really hard times in my life. Anyway, I dated a guy throughout college and a little after for 4.5 years. His mom was a very nice woman, however, she just pushed the boundary a little too much for comfort. We lived about a 40 to 45 minute drive from his parents the last year of our relationship. His mom had to see him once a week and frequently wanted us at their house on the weekends. I did like spending time with his family, but it was over the top. Even in college, we saw his mom at least 2 of the weekends out of the month. He lived at home during COVID and she would legit do everything for him. Made him all his meals, do his laundry. Really attractive, right? Also, can't forget she told me he would never miss a Christmas at home.
Okay. It's so unreasonable.
Even though she wasn't as terrible as some other mothers-in-laws, she just wouldn't let her son grow up and be his own person.
Dang.
Yeah.
It's very unreasonable to even that. It's like, he'll always come.
Yeah.
Christmas. It's like, are you in a relationship? Do you want to go to your house? Like, that's what I'm always just so confused by. It's like, put yourself in the daughter-in-law's shoes.
Yeah.
Like, what if your husband's mom was like, no, you guys will always come to our house for Christmas.
He will never miss a Christmas.
He'd be like, you're nuts.
Yeah. Again, have you ever missed a Christmas for your parents' house? Yeah. Probably. I'm guessing.
Okay, this is my last one. Hey, girls. I'm very insecure with my weight and my mother-in-law knows this. Well, one day I had chosen to get grilled nuggets and fruit at Chick-fil-A instead of my usual 12 regular nuggets, fries, and lots of Chick-fil-A sauce. I didn't do this because I'm dieting. I did this because I wanted to eat something a little less greasy that day. As I'm eating my grilled nuggets in my mother-in-law's kitchen, she walks in and promptly says, "You finally chose something good to eat. Look at you finally eating right to lose that weight." I was too stunned to speak.
And I would cry.
And
I would
instantly cry. She continually mentions my weight. This was just one of many stories. Love that for me. Thankfully, my husband is an absolute gem and loves me for me. Love you girls so much. I can't wait to hear all of the other monster-in-law stories. Good.
Literally, bye. Go to your room. If your husband was in there, I hope he said, Mom, go to your room.
Go to your room. But again, this is kind of proving what you said. Like, thankfully, my husband is a gem and loves me for me. As he should.
Yeah, as he should.
As he freaking should. Like,
men who are with heavier women, saints.
That's what they act like.
Yeah, it's like
you deserve
what?
An award.
Yeah, they are like, the best men in the world. It's like, okay.
But what? If, again, roles were reversed, no one says anything about it.
Yeah, no, that is not right. Like, again, so as you stupid. Said, as you should.
Well, it's literally bare minimum.
Yeah. Loving someone for who they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Incredible. Yeah. Groundbreaking. Loving someone for why you fell in love with them.
Literally.
Which is like their soul.
100%.
I can't. Are you finished?
Yeah, that was my last one.
Wow. I have so many thoughts.
We need to literally a college course on this.
I'm ready. I'm ready
and
to go
come back,
to
with our spark notes.
You know what else I want to dive into? Not right now, but in a different episode.
I'm ready.
No, we can't. We need to do more research.
We can't. We couldn't.
We couldn't now, could we? The concept of daddy's money.
Oh, like what do you mean?
Just how people, like girls get, that's like a very common thing. If a girl has nice things on TikTok, if it's like, you know, a younger, I'm talking to someone who's like in high school and she has a nice car or something, it's always like daddy's money, daddy's money, daddy's money.
Mm-hmm.
And then, which is potentially true,
yeah,
you know, but also the same concept of like, once you're older, then it's like, oh, what does he do for work? Like if you have nice things,
yeah,
it's always like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
About a guy. True. Like, I actually saw Amber posted, they were in Bora Bora for Thanksgiving and like they were staying at this villa and someone's like, oh my gosh, I wonder what he does for work. And she just replied, she. And like with like an asterisk, which it makes sense because that's traditionally how our society has been. Like,
yeah.
You know, typically the guys make the money, the women stay home. That's how it's been for a while. So I get that. But I saw this TikTok about like daddy's money. And they were saying like, basically you are getting mad or punishing this like young girl for her dad working hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, what's so bad even about having? If your dad makes good money,
yeah.
Why is that bad on you now?
That you
do you know what I
it?
Mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just like
they like hold it against them.
Yeah, and I totally. Get it. It's like
it's just jealousy.
Yeah, but that was an interesting concept to me.
It's getting mad at people who you can't relate to. Like if you can't relate to that, having money, then you're like, I don't like you almost. I'm not saying that's good. I'm just saying that seems to be, it's like the whole relatability pipeline of influencers.
Yeah.
They start out relatable and then they start making a lot of money and then they no longer are relatable and their fans turn against them.
That's another topic to dive into because I recently saw this girl, do you know Brooke from Gals on the Go? Mm-hmm. She posted on TikTok. Someone commented and they're like, you're so unrelatable now. And she like replied to it and it was her unboxing like a designer, I think designer shoes. That's where they commented it. And then she was replying to it, basically saying like, what is relatability? Like, you know, anyway, that's a whole other subject that I want to dive into because I also saw Matta post about relatability and she was saying how personally she doesn't relate to literally half the people she follows.
Yeah.
Like in tons of different ways. Like she was saying, I follow people who are older or who have a bunch of kids. I follow people who are single and young and like, I don't relate to their stage of life literally at all, but I still like following them because I like to see, you know, what they're up to. And that's just an interesting conversation too. It's like, what really is relatability? And do you have to relate to everyone to enjoy their content?
Yeah.
Or can you just,
You know what I mean? I do see the draw as you're saying that. I was like trying to think of why relatability is important for someone to like something.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're all self-obsessed. So we like to see ourselves in other people. It's like if someone has the same, it's like the concept of, I was just listening to the toast and Claudia was like, this girl is so beautiful. Like, I think she's the most beautiful human on the planet. And then Jackie was like, well, you kind of actually look like her, honestly. Like, you guys have the same features. And Claudia's like, that's probably why I think she's the prettiest. And we've talked about how you're like the girl you think, the celebrity that you think is so gorgeous probably looks a little bit like you. Or like a way prettier version of you.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's kind of that we like seeing like a mirror of ourselves almost. But also, I think when someone is relatable to you, they maybe are in the same stage of life as you or, you know, have the same problems as you. It's like an inside joke. So it's even funnier when someone says something like about something you also relate to. It's almost funnier and it's a deeper sense of
connection.
Yeah, because it's like, haha, that's like an inside joke. I do that too.
Yeah, definitely.
But also, that doesn't need to be every single person. You don't need to be see yourself in every single person you ever come in contact with.
Well, that pipeline is just very, very common.
Yeah.
Like, I see so many girls that it's just that same exact pipeline. It's like they become an influencer or they start growing super fast and then they start making good money. And so they like move out of their hometown and start buying nice stuff. And then immediately the comments start rolling in like, now you're unrelatable. Now I don't want to see your stuff. It's it's like an interesting concept to me.
Yeah.
I get it. Also, it's like you said, you obviously, if someone is in the same stage of life as you or they struggle with similar problems, that's why you enjoy following them potentially is like, yeah, you relate to them. You see yourself in them.
Yeah.
But also, I just feel like to me, I'm like, someone getting more money and buying nicer stuff, the only thing that changes my perspective on someone is if their personality majorly shifts.
Yeah.
Not if they start buying new stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if they become a big influencer and then they become kind of bratty or they start focusing on negativity. You know what I mean? That's the only time I'm like, oh, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like
you've lost yourself in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely.
I feel like there's certain people who keep that grounded personality, but they just start buying nicer stuff. And to me, that's way less
of an issue. Yeah, it's hard because also I'm thinking of certain influencers who become wealthy all of a sudden, extremely wealthy, and they try to stay relatable. So they'll complain about things like, and then people are like, you're not grateful.
That's what people think about Emma.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Which, again, I love her till the day I die. Mm-hmm. But that's like a huge complaint about her is that it's like, oh, she's trying so hard to stay relatable.
Yeah.
When her life could not be more unrelatable at this point.
But like, then if she never complains, she's like, my life's perfect. Then people, you know.
Then people are going to literally hate her even more.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're stuck.
Yeah. It's interesting.
So interesting pipelines.
Lots of topics we could cover.
Lots of pipelines. Lots of philosophies, lots of relationship.
We're in our philosopher era.
Yeah.
We should do like a deep dive on some subjects like this
next
year. Also, if you guys have any recommendations for what you want us to talk about like next year for the podcast, please
keep them to yourselves.
Keep them to yourselves. We'll do whatever we want. And we'll make that very clear to you. No. Please like DM us or something because we love getting new ideas.
How about you go leave us a 5-star review and in the review talk about how you like this podcast and in the review say, I would love to hear more of this, but make sure it's 5 stars. Otherwise we won't read it. So if you want us to read your review, it has to be 5 stars.
Gotta be 5. We don't make the rules.
But honestly, you guys, as we're nearing the end of 2022, thank you for sticking with us this whole year and supporting us and leaving us great reviews, coming to our shows, coming to, you know, well, that's all you could really can come to, but buying our merch, listening, sharing with your friends.
Any support that you've shown us is just means a lot to us. Chelsea and I talk about it all the time, how we just are like so grateful and lucky. So thank you guys for making all of this a reality for us. Make sure to go follow our Instagram if you want to be up to date on everything we got going on. It's at What We Said Podcast. We love you guys. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.